Bobby Brown on the line with us. We were just talking about you're going to be out at Anderson's Bookshop in Naperville tonight, 7 o'clock. Yep. And this book, you want to set the record straight. This is called Every Little Step, My Story. And Bill and I are thinking, what a story it's been.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's just the book is 47 years of my life. The book is not about, you know, any other individual but myself. And I wrote this, you know, it has a therapeutic for me because I feel I'm moving on with my life. I'm growing. I'm a better person, and I want to be a better brother. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better, lover. You put all of those together.
Was there a certain thing that made you want to be a better person? I mean, our condolences about the death of Whitney and your daughter Christina. I mean, just heartbreaking news. What made you want to be a better person all the way around?
Well, I've been working on myself for a long time. I mean, I'm clean from narcotics for 12 years, and the only thing that is hurting me is the things that was inside of my heart that I felt that was, you know, garbage. Things that I felt that didn't need to be inside my heart or my head. And putting it on paper is really simple.
And is it kind of therapeutic for you then, too, to get the truth out there?
It's extremely therapeutic because you get it out and you don't have to worry about it. You have to move on. And I'm on every day. I'm on every day for my mother, my father, my ex-wife, my daughter. I'm on every day, so.
Bobby,
me being me, I have to get it out.
Do you think, looking back now, and I know to write a book about your life, that's kind of what you have to do is look back on it all. Do you think if you had to do it all again, you would have chosen show business?
Of course, I would have chosen show business. That's what I am. This is what's in my DNA. I'm a performer. I love performing. I love singing. I love getting an immediate reaction from the crowd. So, yeah, I would have chose this business all again.
Even with the trappings and the dark side of show business, and when you look at all the things that have happened to you, both good and bad, probably some, if not all of them, were accelerated by the fact that it was show business. But even knowing that, you would still choose show business, correct?
Yes, I would. Mm. Because that what happened in my life, when you read the book, you realize that I become a better man throughout the whole book. I get better and better with time. And I have a reason to live. I have, you know, right now I have a reason to live, and I have a reason to be comfortable in my skin, to be comfortable with who I am, because everything else is out there. So anything that I feel is a secret or something somebody knows, I can't answer for that because I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to be a better person. And I have to be a better person because I have too much to lose.
Bobby Brown on the line with us. He's going to be out at Anderson's Bookshop tonight in Naperville, 7 o'clock, 123 West Jefferson Avenue. To feel comfortable in your own skin, I think we all go through our whole lives trying to do that. Whether you don't feel like you're a good parent or you've gained too much weight, it's very difficult to be comfortable in your own skin.
You know what you just named? Two of the things that bothered me, you know. And that the reason why I am working hard on myself, the weight and being a good parent. My kids love me dearly. I love them beyond compare. And we're all mourning, but at the same time, they are my key to success. They are my key to strength. They're my key to loving myself a lot more than I used to. And I'm so grateful that I have such a solid support unit, which keeps me well.
When Whitney Houston died, when Bobby Christina died, was there a time when you just said, that's it, man, I feel like giving up?
No. You know what? Unfortunately and fortunately, we had a love that will last forever, me and Whitney. And it will last forever. My daughter is my daughter. And, excuse me, losing my daughter is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Losing a child before you go. I know what my mother and my father must have felt when we lost my sister Bessie before they passed away. And the only thing I can do is try to make myself better and keep working on making myself better. I'm not good for anyone if I'm not good for myself.
Truer words have never been spoken, Bobby. Every little step, it's my story. It sounds real. It sounds raw. And you can go meet him tonight in Naperville at 7 o'clock, Anderson's Bookshop, 123 West Jefferson Avenue in Naperville, Illinois. We wish you continued success in your healing and being a better person.
Thank you so much.
We all need to be better people, too, so maybe we should take some inspiration from you.
I can't judge anybody else, but, you know, I can look at myself and I can, you know what I'm doing wrong with for myself. And I think everybody needs to look at that, not just men, but women also. You know, we all need to just look at ourselves, and I really just want to say thank you for everything, for having me on your show, and just being real. I mean, y'all keep people informed on the real things, and I appreciate it.
Every little step, my story, Bobby Brown.
Take care of yourself, Bobby. Happy Father's Day to you, and good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much. It's Bobby Brown. The book, again, called Every Little Step.
My story,
and what a story it is. He's been through the ringer, Bobby Brown has. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. We have a little bit more for you, and then Roe and Ann will be in. Bill and Wendy, WGN.